Extra troopers were on hand at the Capitol for the hearings. Republican Dave Dio, who chairs the House Labor Committee, made a plea for civility as public workers and their advocates lined up to speak.
We ask that that we have respect for everybody, that people, no demonstrations.
But there are provisions in the bill that workers say amount to union busting, so decorum was hard to enforce. The bill would make unions regularly jump through hurdles in order to remain the official bargaining unit, and unions will no longer be able to collect their dues through a payroll deduction. Chris Ingstad with the Iowa Taxpayers Association says the government should not be helping out the unions.
The state payroll system collects union dues, dues which can be used to support political activity and dues that pay for lobbyists who try to win more taxpayer-funded benefits.
Not so, says Representative Bruce Hunter, a Democrat from Des Moines.
That is all categorically false. Please do not make stuff up.
Hunter says the dues the state collects do not support the union's political activities. Political contributions, he says, are collected in a separate fund. Ingstad also cited a study he says shows public workers in Iowa are overpaid, that they make 50% more than workers in the private sector.
That's based on a Department of Labor study.
What study was that? Did the U.S. Department of Labor make that study?
I believe so.
I believe not.
Hunter argued the study was by a conservative group known as the American Legislative Exchange Council, and he said the study's comparisons were flawed. Meanwhile, social workers, nurses, snowplow drivers, and prison guards critiqued the bill, which puts a cap on their pay, lets employers fire them without cause, and takes a whole host of workplace issues off the bargaining table, including health benefits. Jason Back, a paramedic for Madison County, choked up on that one.
My daughter has cystic fibrosis. We bargain for our insurance. Do you want to take that away?
State law mandates that public workers be offered health insurance, but the workers don't know how much more they're going to have to pay once insurance is no longer bargained. Charlie Wishman with the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, made a broader appeal on behalf of public workers and the benefits and job security they enjoy. He says for many, union membership is a ticket into the middle class.
So many people have gotten to the middle class from Chapter 20, and sorry if I'm a little fired up about this.
While Democrats are fighting hard against the bill, a few Republicans also spoke out against it, including a former education advisor to Governor Branstad, a Mitchellville police officer, and the Woodbury County Sheriff. As the lone Democrat on the panel made his last appeal against the bill, Representative Dio briefly lost control of the room. One worker shouted obscenities as Dio made his way out of the room. Dio said he thought it would be worse. His colleague on the panel, Republican Stephen Holt, dismissed the critics' concerns.
There's nothing that we're doing in this bill that is going to somehow take people out of the middle class. That's just a fallacy.
Holt says the bill will give state agencies and local governments some of the same tools that managers in the private sector use. A public hearing on the bill is scheduled for Monday night at the Capitol. Votes in the full House and Senate are likely next week. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.